Helix Arts and ListenUpNorth.com present Ghost Pigeon by Dave Patterson, with Pigeon performed by Drew Foster and Geordie Ghost Pigeon performed by Dave Patterson.
Walking back from town, when I came across a pigeon, splattered, bloodstained and dark, wings closed on the hard road.
Bloody hell, what's happened to me beautiful wings? I had all those plans flying up to somewhere canny hot like with the other lads and lasses. Why did this happen to me?
I'd just come back from shopping with my sister. The pigeon was lying so still. I stared at it. I thought, how far must that pigeon have flown just to be hit by a car or a truck?
I was flying happily random like, eating seed and that. Bloody car, bloody driver. If she was still here, I'd shite on her.
I was stand there feeling sorry for it. I saw a group of them flying happily and noisily, flying to and fro with long wings, then taking little steps here and there in the middle of the street.
I don't want to be dead. How scary is that? Me mother and father'll be worried. What can I do like? I was having a good day in mind, so carefree and easy. Now all my chances have gone.
They looked quite fearful, but how great it would be to fly off at speed, not to be stuck in one place, not being tied down. What a shame.
I feel bloody strange. Knee body, just an empty shell. And see my corpse lying there on the icy road.
I pointed at it, then continued walking, thinking how fickle life is, to be flying high one minute and dead the next. We couldn't do anything. It was dead, easily forgotten.
Look at those two. What a bloody cheek. He's pointing at me. What do you think I am, a TV? I'm dead man. He wouldn't even give a seed when I was alive.
Body Mapping, a poem written and read by Dave Patterson.
These hands have held new babies. These feet know what it's like to walk away from drink. These arms once held my parents and sister before I caused trouble. The nose knows the smell of art room paint and my sweat. These knees have been kicked and bruised playing football. These shoulders carry a lot of stress and worry. These fingers are long, good for goalkeeping. The spine is a bridge between my head and my knees. The stomach has felt the burn of alcohol, happy one minute and sick the next. These eyes have seen both my parents' bodies and the bodies of residents. The head rules the heart with the opposite sex. These taste buds have tasted strong Thai curries and sugary drinks. These ears have heard bells, cars and trains and the noise of shouting. At parents and people telling me how to live my life. This mind holds memories of the past and looks into the future with trepidation.
Looking Back at Crossroads, a poem written and read by Dave Patterson.
From a dirty flat, you can see your chances piled up and disregarded. Your possibility of being a nurse, success dwindled away in a pile of beer cans, dirty kebab boxes and regrets. Left with dreams of what could have been and what should have been. Your parents are just pictures on the wall, pointing at you as a child saying you could do better. Now you've gone down the wrong road, trying to get on the high road from the low road, overgrown with wild roots and branches, trying too hard to please people. Too late to make amends. Go back and read the signs you missed. That read, don't, you bloody fool. Move forward carefully, take your time. Minefields ahead, possibility of incoming stress.
The Fear House, a poem written and read by Dave Patterson.
I saw the house surrounded by a big green fence, hidden behind flats in Elswick. A stark fact, I felt apprehensive I was going to live there. It filled me with dread. I entered the building with anticipation, thinking, what the hell am I doing here? I met the manager and she seemed quite strict. Bring me back to those days in rehab. I was shown to my room on a dark, drab corridor. I heard the creak of the floor. Once in my room, I couldn't wait to get out. So I ran up the street, not looking back, but knowing I had to come back to the little room on the dark, drab corridor past the creak in the floor. My chest flattered with palpitations. I came back that night to the quiet eeriness. I lay on the bed and listened to my brain tick-tossing, turning in the sheets. My mind drifted back to my sister's. I started doze off, and all of a sudden, I heard banging and loud music, and the rattling hum of my fridge. I nearly freaked out with panic. The first night in the fear house was tight, hot, and sweaty.
Helix Arts and ListenUpNorth.com.